I read this analogy about time once. Imagine there's a bank that every morning deposits $86,400 into your account. And every day it happens over and over again. The only catch, according to this idea, is that you can't save the particular deposit until the next day. The $86,400 you get in the morning is gone in the evening. You can't use any of it in advance, and you can't pile it up. What will you do? Will you think carefully about how you use it every day? The thing is, we all have this account available to us, except it's time we get to use. We all have 86,400 seconds to spend every day, and at the end of the day, they are gone. Does this thought stress you out? Can you see the seconds blipping away? Well, the seconds will blip away. You cannot hold on to them, but you can use them wisely. And by wisely, I'm not talking about producing stuff. Well, at least not all the time. But perhaps you can change how you look at your life when you see it in seconds. Think about having this account with a limited time deposit every day. Does it make you think of living differently? You can't live in the future. You can't live in the past. You live in the present. Use the seconds available to you right now. Yes, living now involves some sort of planning ahead. But the secret is to invest your time smartly so that you get the best possible return in time in terms of health, happiness, and success. How you do this is up to you. Here are some of the things you could do. Plan, organize to create what you want and need. If you want to lie in bed, make sure that is what you really want and not just something that happened. Look after yourself. Whether it be by exercising, eating healthy, meditating, practicing yoga, having fun, or all of the above. Spend time with people who matter to you, who build you up. When you have meetings at work that seem pointless, see if you make them more effective or more meaningful. If you're in a job that does not make you feel warm and fuzzy, a job that doesn't sing to you, that isn't your dream job, see if you can take steps to get closer to your dream. Start now. In the meantime, focus on how you can positively affect coworkers, clients, and the people you meet. Find magic on your way to work or in your lunch break. Stop dwelling in the past. Now, this is a really waste of time. Yes, learning from our past is a good thing, but not dwelling. Become friends with the things that scare you. Invite the fearful moments and see how scary stuff disappears, or you realize they weren't that scary in the first place. Stop stressing or trying to be perfect all the time. Be you. Be. Think about the seconds every morning when you wake up and ask yourself, how will I use my time assets today? Time passes. Use your account wisely. Use it according to what is important to you. Time is the most valuable thing a man can spend. And my teacher told me once that yesterday is the past. Tomorrow is the future. Today is a gift. And that's why it's called the present.